This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado may have to repay billions of dollars to taxpayers as its economy heats up. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
State economists say increased economic activity means Colorado will collect billions more than expected from income and sales taxes. But lawmakers likely won't get to spend that money because Colorado's blowing past the legal limits on the size of its budget. Instead, the state expects to refund taxpayers several times over the next few years by cutting annual checks ranging from $300 per person up to $1,000 for those in the highest income brackets. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The NBA postponed last night's Sunday game between the Denver Nuggets and the Brooklyn Nets due to COVID-19. 10 Brooklyn players are in COVID-19 protocol for the virus, including All-Star Kevin Durant. Brooklyn's Tuesday matchup against the Washington Wizards was also postponed. The Nuggets game against the Oklahoma City Thunder is still on schedule for Wednesday. A celebration of life ceremony is being held today in Georgia for former Bronco Demaryius Thomas, who recently died at 33 years old. Lindsey Jones of The Athletic told Colorado Matters about his relationship with the NFL's youngest fans.
I always think back to just how he was with kids. You know, lots of NFL players volunteer in the community and spend time with children's charities or at the Boys and Girls Club. But nobody that I've ever been around in professional sports did it with as much sincerity and enthusiasm.
His celebration of life is being held at Georgia Tech. This is CPR News and KRCC. And a correction on a $58 million federal investment for Colorado electric car chargers. A previous story said the funding is now in question after the federal Build Back Better legislation stalled in Congress. It's actually guaranteed through previous infrastructure legislation, but new electric car incentives are uncertain.